It's a Watch List Wednesday. We're talking TV. We got five topics. Let's get right into it. We begin with The Sinner. Now a couple episodes into season two. If you're not down with The Sinner, watch season one. It's probably the most fucked up show on television. You're going to see some shit that you ain't never seen before.
Yeah, even K. Marco is like...
K. Marco's binging season one now, and he was like, oh, this show's the real deal, yeah. Huh? They do not mess around.
USA's fucking serious,
I know. Someone else tweeted me that. Well, it's on USA, so I'm not going to watch it. You're a fucking asshole if you decide what TV shows you watched in 2018 based on what channel it's on. It could be on Hulu. It could be on made-up channels, IFC, True TV, whatever. Good TV is good TV.
Suits was arguably very good. It continues to be. Shooter. You know I love my Shooter. I mean,
throw it back to Silk Stockings and La Femme Nikita. That was like softcore porn for a young me.
They have one other one, too. They have one other like good show.
Monk?
Oh! No, I was going to say Psych. Psych. A classic. A classic.
Don't slander USA. Mm. So The Sinner, season two, is cooking. This time we're talking...
I disagree. Disagree right off the bat. I don't think it's cooking yet. I think episode two was a very boring episode.
Yeah, but episode one brought the noise.
Episode one.
I mean, I'm hooked, and I want to see what goes on with this cult. So we got Carrie Coon, who is the leader of some commune cult... weird religious thing going on. My question to you is, would you join a cult?
I was going to say fuck no, but I did.
I mean, you're very... I was going to say we're already in it.
We're in a cult right now, yeah.
I mean, it's what pays the bills.
It is. I am.
Although we could argue that we're like the leaders of the cult.
Yeah, no,
I don't know
for
if we're
sure.
The followers of the cult.
Yeah, we're the head hunters.
I think I could be in a cult if there wasn't like much initiation. Like if they made me do stuff, I'd be like, I'm out.
They made you do anything?
Pretty much.
Like, you gotta come to this meeting. Like, nah.
I'm all set on that. But if you want me to just, like, live with somebody and, like, wear the same clothes and hang out, yeah, sure.
But I wouldn't do a nature cult like this.
No, I need to be, like, fully indoors. I need an indoor cult.
Which is very important to the plot that they're a nature cult, because that's why
that kid knew the fucking roots.
Apparently, man. They're teaching him all sorts of shit.
You think,
and they got big rock at the end of episode two.
There's no way he can do, like, multiplication or anything like that, but he knows what roots and
weeds kill people.
Good for that kid.
Valuable knowledge.
But my man Harry Ambrose is on the case. Harry Ambrose, Bill Pullman, President Whitmore. I think he's one of the most maladjusted, fucked up television characters of all time. I think when you think about how he used to get his fingers bashed by fat prostitutes, what?
Yeah.
That's one of the most fucked up things
just,
I've ever heard.
Just suffocated in their asshole.
I mean, that makes Russ Cole look like a... Russ Cole, this whole, like, nihilistic, like, oh, I read philosophy and everyone's gonna die. Like, take a fucking walk. Harry Ambrose is some blacked-out alcoholic who likes getting fucking literally beat up by fat prostitutes, okay?
I like Harry Ambrose.
Me too. We're speaking the same language.
Yeah, Harry. It's like, sounds like a pretty good life he's got going for himself.
Slugging whiskey and getting fucked. Good for you, man. All right, moving on. We got...
The thing I like about The Sinner so much is the reveal. And, like, every episode kind of has that slow build, and then almost every episode ends with a big, like, oh, shit. One of those things that make you pissed that you're not binging it.
Yeah, because it's like, I want to see the next episode like, right now.
I thought they fell short this week.
Yeah, I mean, I think
that was very good.
My guess is that they, like, murder people on that rock or something. I feel like it was, like, blood on it or something. I don't know what's going to happen
I don't think anything's... I don't think the reveal is going to come from that. I think, like, someone's going to catch her there. I don't think it's going to be about the rock.
Big is brewing with that. Right. There was no payoff at the end of that episode. So.
And I actually checked out the Reddit. I don't think anyone's watching the show.
No. I mean, USA is tough to overcome.
Watch this fucking show. Yeah. Because almost all the Reddit...
Oh, and Mr. Robot's another one. People weren't watching that. Yeah. Season one of that was unbelievable.
All the Reddit topics are about season one on the Sinner Reddit.
Catch up. We move on to a classic game show moment here. This dude on the $100,000 pyramid. The question is, or the topic that you have to try to get them to say, which is how a pyramid works, people whose last name is Obama.
Barack.
Done.
I win.
My man freezes. My man freezes, pauses, and says Bin Laden. I think it's worse that he thought about it. If I just said people's last name is Obama and you just said Bin Laden, right. You'd be like, oh shit, that was like racist, but whatever. He was like, and gave it some thought and still dropped that racist ass answer on us.
I don't think it's racist.
I mean,
I think
it's not racist.
I don't think it's because, I mean, they're just two words that are very similar. Like
Osama, Obama, it's a tough break.
Obama and Osama, they just sound a lot alike. That's not racist, they're just very comparable words.
Dude, when you look back on it, shout out to Obama. Against all odds. A fucking black president whose name rhymes with Osama and he still won?
Middle
Upset
name.
Upset City. Hussein?
Middle name Hussein.
I mean, he had no business winning, man. Shout out to you, Barack. You did good. Calling him Barack is ridiculous. He should just drop it and be Obama. Like Madonna, Cher, one of those one word name people. You're just Obama, dude.
I think if that's your reaction, if you say it, you gotta just start laughing right away.
Yeah, he went on like a Twitter rant about how he voted for Obama and how he's not racist.
Oh, he wouldn't get out with it?
Yes, I have black friends.
I'd vote Obama with for a third term if I could have.
Yes, like, you're making it worse, bro. Keeping with swagged out black guys, Idris Elba is announced as the new James Bond. Very heavily rumored to be.
It's heavily rumored. But he also, he had some cryptic tweets where he said, heavily rumored, and then he said, my name's Elba, Idris Elba.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, don't believe the hype. And hype was capitalized. And then there are theories that hype
is the name of the new Bond character or something. Yeah,
the villain he'll be fighting.
Okay,
like some
don't
faction.
Believe him. Got it. Okay. Either way, I feel like this is, the internet is, willing this into existence. I feel like this has been talked about forever.
I talked about
how Idris Elba would be a great James Bond, how he'd be the first black James Bond. I just feel like they're listening to the public on this one, which is a smart move.
It's 4 years ago, I think, I wrote a blog about the people who were mad that he was even being considered because he's black.
Right.
And James Bond's not black. James Bond's fucking...
just a dude. He's awesome dude.
He's a guy.
Yeah.
That was 4 years ago, and it's finally happening, I guess. But I've been so pro this for so long, I'm almost anti it now.
Yeah, it's almost oh, they went with the easy choice, it's Idris Elba.
Yeah.
I mean, you're gonna get the Wire crowd into it. You bring the Wire crowd to anything, and you've got a fucking hit on your hands. That guy can be the worst James Bond ever, and the Wire
well,
fans
he will
like
not
Trent.
Be the worst
he
James
won't
Bond.
Be, but he could be, and guys like Trent would be like, oh, that's the best, that's Stringer Bell. Stringer Bell can do no wrong.
Dude, I actually haven't seen The Wire. Which I know is ridiculous. I'm sorry. I'll get around to it at some point.
I won't. Season 2 stinks so bad. The docs, I can't get through that.
The Luther. He's
awesome.
So fucking good.
Awesome.
In Luther. He just looks so cool. He's got that jacket. I have Googled Luther jacket a million times. I'm gonna pull the trigger this winter. I'm getting the Luther jacket. This is happening.
Talk about another guy who's speaking my language when he's just drunk and angry and shit. Yeah, I get you, bud. Showtime, The Affair is back. Season, I don't know, whatever it is. They're cooking, man. They're on a nice little run. When you get to a fifth season, that's a big show. Pacey, Joshua Jackson, what's his name in The Affair? I don't know.
I forget.
He put up an Instagram coming at James Vanderbeek, Dawson. So they were on Dawson's Creek together. Dawson has one of the most famous TV memes ever, his crying meme where his face is all So Joshua Jackson had his own crying face. He put up a side-by-side and said, I'm coming for your crown. So he's trying to take down the number one TV crying meme. So I pose this to you. What's the Mount Rushmore of TV memes? What's your favorite TV meme on the internet right now?
I guess I'd go. I mean, anything SpongeBob. I've never even seen
SpongeBob. SpongeBob.
Makes me laugh. I don't know. I don't know why. It's just so perfect.
When you look back on it,
most of the references, but I just think it's fun.
When you look back on it, SpongeBob will not be a cartoon. It won't be a show. It'll be an internet thing.
Yeah.
Like there are plenty of people who've probably never seen SpongeBob who just know memes.
Mm.
They don't know what.
I'm
Mr. Crab is. Yeah, I've never. I mean, I've seen an episode of SpongeBob, but I didn't grow up on it.
Yeah, probably.
Same thing with Arthur. Arthur is nipping at the heels for the crown as well. Still
on.
Fucked though. Yeah. That's unbelievable. That is the best. That might be my number one.
Still fucked
though. With that little aardvark just skipping along. That is incredible. For all the Wire fans out there, that dude who's
that one.
That's a big one. But Dawson crying is a very versatile picture. You can throw that out there a lot. Pacey.
I'll tell you what I think Pacey's.
You got a long way to go.
He's shooting a little above his pay grade.
Yeah,
right now.
You got a crying face. Good for you. Don't come at Vanderbeek. Don't come at Jordan. You are far below in the pantheon of crying face pictures.
I love Charlie Conway. I love Pacey.
All time.
But this ain't with you. Nah. This ain't you.
Slow your roll, bro. And last up, what's the name of the show? Insecure. Last up, new season of Insecure is out. And they are breaking down barriers of all sorts with that show. Namely, season 2 had one of the first ever TV cum shots. So it's something that has very rarely been on TV before. Sex in the City had a type of cum shot early in the 2000s. There was cum in Californication. You could like see cum on someone.
You really studied up on it.
Oh yeah, I was doing some research today.
Kevin's been just Googling cum on TV.
It's interesting stuff. So Girls has been trying to do it forever. HBO kept telling them, no, it's against the rules. Something changed, the world is progressing. They told Insecure, green light, cum shot, let's do it. So Issa Rae just takes a wad in the face. I mean, we watched it together. Happy birthday, babe. I mean, she's down on her knees, and it's just like, wow!
It was
just spider web on the face, like, pow! Throw a squid on you.
It was one of those cum shots that, you know, the ones that just make you feel self-conscious. I ain't got it like that.
Sometimes I'm like, am I like dehydrated or something? It's like thick. What's going on here? It was one of those. It was like, bam! And she gets all upset about it, but it was, I mean, they did not, it was not like movie magic, it wasn't like angles or cutaway, it was like,
they fired out a rocket ship, there was some kind of magic.
Some coconut water and some yogurt and just blasted her. That show, by the way.
Do you watch it?
I don't watch it because I think I'm too white to watch Insecure. I genuinely feel like I would be racist if I watched it, like I'm culturally appropriating because I'm too white.
Really?
I think that people... I feel like in this day and age, it's like more racist to watch than to not. It's crazy.
I don't know if I agree with that. But you
couldn't see a scenario where if I was blogging every week about Insecure, you couldn't see someone saying I'm like appropriating?
I don't think you'd get that. I think people would say...
You're doing it on purpose. That's what I mean. But there's something there where it's like, what people say.
I feel you, but
the fact that that could even be spun that way is, you know what I mean.
I don't watch it. And I think it's just because I guess it's a kind of a similar thing where I don't think I'd get it.
Yeah.
I think I'm again too white, and I don't think I'm not allowed to watch it. I just think it doesn't really appeal to me. And
that's a racist comment.
That's made me see it from like the other side. With like, I'm like, there are so many just white shows. It must be like,
almost all of them.
Yeah, almost all of them are just white. Like, I imagine black people feel the same way when they're watching you, just as an all white show. I can't really relate to this. I don't get it.
And they have to because they're all white.
Yeah.
I mean, I watch Atlanta, and sometimes I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
I kind of feel the same way about Atlanta. I'm going to watch them, but I just feel like I feel I'm out of the loop.
Yo, let me tell you something. I'm going to watch Insecure because the sex scenes in that. Whoa, buddy. This chick, forget about arching your back. She like breaks her back. It's like snapped in half. That dude is throwing down. So, Insecure, I'm a culture that appropriate those sex scenes, baby. You know what I mean? That's it for Watchlist Wednesday. We'll catch you guys next week.